if he's not quite a reckless driver, but he doesn't really pay attention, he's
careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts a little
funny
or
crazy
or
stupid.
Would you ever say queer?
No.
Why not?
Just that never was. When I was growing up, that never was
never
in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you now?
Strange. Unusual.
Does it mean anything else?
It's got the sexual, homosexuality tones
to it. If you said someone was a queer,
that's a homosexual.
That's homosexual. But if you just said he was queer,
strange.
Just could mean strange. Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without his losing his temper. You say he's mighty
touchy.
Mm-hmm. And I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
If somebody's about to lose his temper, you say to him, just
calm down.
Okay. Or just keep.
Keep your cool.
All right. Okay.
That's probably not what you wanted.
That's good enough. If you've been working very hard, the condition that you're probably in today, you're feeling very
tired.
Or even more than that.
Exhausted.
I'm all
worn out.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got it, kid.
Okay. If a person has been well, but you hear that all of a sudden he has come down with some disease, you say, well, when was it he
got sick?
Mm-hmm. You'd never say took sick?
No.
Okay. He's sick now, but he'll be up and about again
tomorrow.
Or
later.
Would you ever say by and by?
No.
All right. If a person had been sitting in a draft and then he began to cough and sneeze, he
what?
He did what? What did he come?
Came down with a cold.
Or another way of saying come down with?
He got a cold.
Would you ever say?
Caught a cold.
Okay. Would you ever say took a cold?
No.
All right. If it affected his voice so that it got very low, you'd say he was normally a tenor. He talks like a second bass. Beginning with an H.
Is it a verb?
No, it's an adjective.
H.
Sounds like the name of the riding animal.
His horse.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
let's see. If I go, that's a
cough.
Mm-hmm. And if you were up late last night, you might say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Mm-hmm. At 6 o'clock in the morning, when the alarm goes off, I will
get up.
But before you get up, you have to
wake up.
He's still sleeping. Better go
wake him up.
The medicine is still by the patient's bedside, so you say to him, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And he will say, I
took my medicine yesterday.
And I will
take it.
Mm-hmm. If you can't hear anything at all, you're stone
deaf.
If a man was working in the hot sun and he took off his wet shirt, he would say, look how much I
sweated.
Mm-hmm. Discharging sore that comes to a head.
Pimple, rising.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
How about a
zit?
Well, it's more like the rising, I think.
Yeah.
A synonym beginning with a B. Four-letter word. What you do when you heat water?
A boil.
Would you know that term for a rising?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the stuff that's inside?
Pus.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear
infection.
That? Pardon?
Infection.
Okay.
Also part of that.
How about corruption?
Corruption is what I'm thinking about. Yeah.
Okay.
Corruption
good.
Instead of infection.
Mm-hmm. If a bee stung you and your hand got bigger, you would say it
swelled.
And it
swelled.
Still, pardon?
I'm confused.
Which
hand? Swallow.
Mm-hmm.
Or
and it's still pretty badly.
It's swell. What is the?
I don't know because I don't use it very often,
swell.
If ever.
Swollen.
All right. That's a perfectly good set of verb forms. I think those are probably optional too because they're not much used and so you could probably take a choice. If in a war a bullet goes through your arm, you have a bullet
wound.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a kind of skinless growth that has to be cut out or burned out? It doesn't heal right. Kind of flesh. Proud flesh?
Proud flesh, no. Uh-huh.
Never heard of that.
Uh-huh.
How about a nasty kind of stinging medicine you might put on a cut, not mercurochrome or methylate? Iodine.
Mm-hmm.
And how about something they used to take as a tonic for malaria?
I don't know.
And it is, in fact, the tonic in gin and tonic.
Seltzer water? I don't know.
It starts with a Q.
Quinine water.
Mm-hmm. If someone was shot and didn't recover, you would say he...
died.
Any synonyms for that?
Killed over.
Okay. How about a polite euphemism for it?
Passed on.
All right.
What else?
Any other crude ways of saying it other than keeled over? Joking?